So some of you, hopefully most of you, are at least a little familiar with the Alexander technique and hopefully constructive rest. Constructive rest is also sometimes called active rest, which is an interesting oxymoron. And if you're new to this process, you'll soon discover why it's sometimes called active rest. I recently also heard this described as essential rest, and I think it is essential to give ourselves a period every day, if possible, of disconnecting from everything that we do and setting it all aside and tuning in and just doing nothing but receiving and being with our bodies and minds as we rest. So that's essentially what we're going to do. So some of you may be already in a lying down position, and some of you may be also sitting. This is normally done lying down. If you have trouble getting up and down off the floor, and you're not lucky enough to have a body work table like I am, then it's fine to use your bed, a reclining chair, anything that will support your body from head to toe. So just sitting up like I am right now isn't really optimal. Even if I had a back on the chair, we really want something to support the head. So ideally, a firm surface like the floor with a rug and an exercise or yoga mat is really perfect. And then we want something under the head. So traditionally we use paperback books. I've got three here that total about 2.5 inches, 3 inches, something like that. We like paperback books because they're a little more comfortable than hardbacks. But you could fold up a towel, or if you have a firm pillow, not a really soft one, but something firm. And once I lie down now, and you get into your lying on your back position, we'll see why it's important to have some support for the head. So if you are still upright, now even if you're lying down, you can do this, but if you're upright, let's pause before we go into semi-supine, lying on our backs. And I'll just invite you to take a moment or two to just check in with yourself and see how you're feeling right now. What are you aware of in the body? How do you feel physically? Are you real exhausted and sleepy? Are you kind of hyper from what you've been doing and you feel a lot of random energy? Maybe you feel perfectly relaxed and fine. That's great. You can go deeper into that through constructive rest. Just note how you are before this next 20 minutes or so of consciously helping your body find some rest. It might help to take a couple deep breaths. Good. And then how you get to lying down matters. And so take your time. See what it's like to move from standing to maybe kneeling to maybe sitting. So for me, I'm sitting here, and before I lie back down, I might just want to note, oh, I'm sitting. I'm about to lie back. And so go ahead and let yourself go into lying on your back. Now, traditionally, we like to keep our feet flat on the ground or whatever you're lying on. Knees pointed toward the sky or ceiling. I do it this way many times, but I also really like having support under my knees so I can extend my legs. So if you have a bolster or rolled up towels or something you can put under your knees, you can let your legs completely relax and you don't have to worry about balancing them. There's a lot of great information you can get when you keep your feet flat and your knees up. You can learn a lot about where you grab in your legs and how to let that go. But you don't have to. If you'd like to put something under your knees, the only thing I suggest you don't do is just extend your legs out like this. A la Shavasana in yoga, where everything is just laid out. I just personally find that after 5 minutes or so, that starts to really put some strain on the lower back. So see if you can find either support under your knees or keep your knees up with your feet flat. And then the books or the support under your head is really just there so that the weight of your head doesn't pull back and down. And you can even hear in my voice what that does, the pressure on my neck and throat. So we want to keep the head and spine aligned, and that will really give your neck the chance to do nothing. Normally your spine is supporting that head weight, but now it's falling into the support that's underneath the back of your head. So the first few minutes of this lying down process is really one of data gathering, investigation, simply noticing and sensing the contact of your body with the support that's underneath it. You might need to make a few little adjustments in the first couple of minutes, figuring out where you want to rest your hands and arms. I like to bend my elbows and rest my hands on my torso, but you could have them at your sides. You could see if it feels better to have palms up or palms down. This is one of the benefits and part of the constructive part of the rest, is tuning in and listening to the body and seeing what feels best. Where is the ease? Is always a good question. We're very used to searching for problems, feeling what's not right. Let's just begin by allowing the body's weight, your body's weight, to sink into the support. You may begin to notice some places that feel like they're not fully released into what's underneath you. Notice if there's a place that might be lifting up or pushing down. And can you soften around those places and really let this body release into the gravity of the earth below? Beginning to recognize how effortless it is to stay lying down. You don't have to hold your body against the ground. Simply allow it to be held. If it helps, you could take a couple deep breaths. Now, as we lie here together, it may seem like there's no movement happening. There's a relative level of stillness. And yet, you may notice that things are also moving
especially on the inside. As we're lying here, allowing the body to rest with the support of gravity, what's moving? Maybe you could feel the rise and fall of your breathing. This body's breathing. Maybe you could feel your heart beating. Perhaps you could feel some movement in the belly if you're digesting something, or if your body is hungry, you may be aware of movement around that in your stomach. Again, noticing that you're not needing to do anything, but simply receiving these sensations of internal movement. So although we're lying here and not doing what we normally think of as moving, we can be aware of the continuous exchange of breath in and out, blood flow, digestion, all these continuous bodily processes. We can simply be with them without needing to do anything. As the body settles in deeper and deeper into the support that's underneath you, you may be aware of tingling, warmth or coolness, itching, moisture or dryness, pulsing. When we slow down like this, we become more sensitive to the subtle shifts and exchanges, the sensations of this field of sensation we call the body. And the more we allow the body to reorganize itself, the more we begin to recognize that when muscles let go, they get bigger. Right? A very tight muscle, like if you made a fist and tightened your hand into a fist, that would get smaller and tighter. And as you let it go, it gets wider and longer and deeper. So allowing the spine, tuning into the spine and allowing the spine to lengthen. Perhaps beginning with the neck. You might start at the top of the spine, right in between your ears, and through the neck and the throat, allowing ease, allowing the weight of the head not to be held by your neck, but by whatever's at the back of your head. supporting it, allowing the neck to be free of any excess tension. And that allowing of opening and softening can spread across the base of the throat, across the collarbones, across the tops of the shoulders and the upper back. And then from the neck and throat, continuing down through the center of the body along the spinal column, all the way down to the tailbone. And you can feel the base of the spine at the back of your pelvis against the floor or whatever you're lying on. Tailbone curls around a little toward the front at the base of the spine there. Each vertebra of the spine becoming a little more open, a little more space between each of the many joints of the spine. And then almost everything is directly or indirectly connected to your primary spinal column, so can the ribs widen? And the whole torso and all the muscles of the back and front of the torso be letting go into width, being just as wide and long as you really are. Nothing to hold on to. Allowing the fullness of this body to spread across the surface that supports you. Come back up in awareness along the spine, coming up. Imagine you could travel mentally up the front of your spine, the part that's deepest inside the torso, up the spine to where your head meets your spine, right here at the ears, in between the ears. You could turn your head side to side or nod yes a little and feel that connection. Bringing attention to the face. Letting all the muscles in the mask of the face begin to soften. Across the brow. Out to each temple on each side, behind the eyes, across the bridge of the nose and the cheekbones, the cheeks, and the jaw. How is it in the jaw? Can that be at ease? Is there room for a little release, a little space between your upper and lower teeth? How is it in the tongue? Can your tongue be at rest? Sending some energy out across the shoulders again into the upper arms. Just bringing awareness to your upper arms, the arms between the shoulder joints and the elbows. And maybe you could feel the backs of your arms against the floor, the chair, whatever you're using for support. Letting your upper arms be at rest. Feeling the energy in the forearms and hands and wherever they're at rest. And what can you know and sense in your hands and fingers? If your hands are resting somewhere on your body, can you receive your own touch? Feeling what the hands are touching and what's touching the hand. And then bringing some attention to the lower half of the torso, the abdomen, the low back, the pelvic bowl. Receiving the support in your lower back. Letting the lower part of your back be supported across the back of the pelvis. Letting go into Earth's gravity. Allowing width across the hip bones, the hip joints. Allowing softening and ease in the pelvic floor, the genitals, the space between your thighs. Nothing to do, nothing to get. Just allowing these changes to take care of themselves. Practicing the skill of leaving ourselves alone, trusting the body's own wisdom, unfolding moment by moment. Now sending some energy into the thighs, the knees, the calves. Feeling the feet. If the soles of the feet are resting on the floor, can you receive that contact? Feeling the width and support of the soles of your feet. If your legs are extended, resting the heels on the ground below and feeling wherever your feet are at rest, letting them be supported. Can there be more space between your toes? Maybe wiggle the toes, turn the ankles, bend the ankles, feel your feet. Let them be free of needing to do anything. Resting. Now, if your eyes have been closed, let them open gently. And you can include the visual field, which might be a ceiling or part of a wall or a ceiling that you're looking at. It could be part of your awareness. With your eyes open, can you still sense and receive what's happening in the body? Now, getting up from this lying down period of time is important. How we move from lying down to sitting up matters, because over the last 20 minutes or so, our bodies have now gotten longer and wider, more relaxed, and we don't want to tighten up again. So if your legs are extended like mine have been, bring your feet flat to the floor or whatever's underneath you in the more traditional arrangement. And then you've got some choices about how to move to sitting. Really make a conscious choice about being kind and gentle as you move. I like to sort of roll over to one side, oops, and then pause. And then because I have an elevated table, it's easier. I can simply push up and come to sitting. You may need to roll over to hands and feet or a squat. Find what feels best to you to get upright again. Notice if you have a tendency to hold your breath as you move. See if you can keep breathing as you move to sitting or standing.